It's Sunday, July 13th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, President Trump on Saturday threatened duties of 30% on products from Mexico and the European Union, two of America's biggest trading partners, in an ongoing tariff campaign that's upended global trade since he retook office in January. The United States of America has agreed to continue working with the European Union despite having one of our largest trade deficits with you. Nevertheless, we have decided to move forward, but only with more balanced and fair trade, Mr. Trump wrote in a letter to Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission, which he posted to Truth Social. Mr. Trump has imposed a slate of tariffs on U.S. trading partners this year, then paused, modified, raised, or lowered them in a chaotic barrage of policy actions that's left everyone from major nations to individual Americans trying to figure out how to plan for the future, even as economic uncertainty grows. The EU and Mexico join a growing list of countries whose imports will face updated duties on August 1st, since Mr. Trump began posting tariff letters on Monday with rates of up to 40%. Meanwhile, the president offered a full-throated defense of Attorney General Pam Bondi on Saturday amid criticism from some of his base over the release of a memo about accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, writing on Truth Social that Bondi is doing a fantastic job in her role. What's going on with my boys and in some cases gals? They're all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who is doing a fantastic job, Mr. Trump wrote. We're on one team, MAGA, and I don't like what's happening. We have a perfect administration, the talk of the world, and selfish people are trying to hurt it all over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein, the president added. Mr. Trump has also doubled down on his support for Bondi. Members of the president's inner circle have reached out to some of Bondi's most vocal critics to essentially ask them to ramp it down, noting that Mr. Trump, at this moment, was not getting rid of his attorney general. Sources cautioned that while Trump was currently still supporting Bondi, things could always change. Around the world, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un offered Moscow his unconditional support on the war in Ukraine, according to Pyongyang state media reports. In talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in North Korea, Kim said that Pyongyang stood by all the measures taken by the Russian leadership to tackle the root cause of the Ukrainian crisis. Western officials believe Pyongyang has sent an estimated 11,000 troops to Russia over the last year to fight against Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. According to North Korean state media KCNA news agency, Kim and Lavrov met on Saturday in an atmosphere full of warm trust. The North Korean leader also expressed a firm belief that the Russian army and people would surely win victory in accomplishing the sacred cause of defending the dignity and basic interests of the country, he added. Back in the U.S., a rapidly growing fire near the Grand Canyon has expanded nearly 20 times in size over the last 24 hours. What officials have dubbed the White Sage Fire in Jacob Lake, Arizona, roughly 650 miles southwest of Denver, Colorado, has grown from 1,000 acres to nearly 20,000 acres, according to a government website that tracks U.S. wildfires. It is 0% contained. The fire was ignited by lightning strikes on Thursday, prompting officials to evacuate the north rim of Grand Canyon National Park, according to the National Park Service. A separate wildfire also prompted officials to evacuate the north rim and south rim of the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park in Colorado, which remains closed to the public. High temperatures, very low humidity, gusty winds, and very dry vegetation across the region created a risk for wildfires to occur, officials said. The National Park Service said in a statement that hiking in the Grand Canyon was not advised as the fires rage on and affect the park's air quality. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.